I was very lucky that I had three siblings who all played music. So one of my brothers played the cello, my other one played the piano, and my sister was violinist and singer. So we went through school together, and we would have been in the orchestras together and in choirs together. But at home, it would always be nice at Christmas time. You know, we'd find some books around the house, and we'd just try and play some piano trios. And it was lovely being surrounded by that. For me, especially as the youngest growing up, I was always surrounded by the music, hearing the music, and it was always something to aspire to.
Speaking of aspiring to things, you certainly have certified classical chops. I'm giving the Irish premiere of the Gerald Finzi Violin Concerto in 2013. Finzi's such a wonderful composer, Eklog for string orchestra, things like that. But
brother played that.
I wasn't even aware there was a violin concerto by Finzi.
Yes. Oh, I was so happy to discover this, actually, because I had the opportunity to perform a concerto and in the concert hall, and so I got to decide which concerto to do, and I absolutely adore a lot of the vocal work from Finzi, and
yes.
Also my brother had played the Eklog, actually, that you mentioned, which I had played in the orchestra for that, and I loved it, and I just loved his music, and I didn't know that there was a violin concerto either, but I knew there was this one piece, Introit, first for violin, soul violin, and orchestra. I was like, oh, if only there was something like that. And then I discovered that that was actually also the second movement of the violin concerto. So it was it is very unknown, and I was so happy to bring it to an audience in Ireland, because I absolutely adore it. It's a beautiful piece, especially the second movement.
The question pops to mind to me, which world are you most comfortable in, classical or Celtic?
You know what, I absolutely love both of them. And what's amazing about being a Celtic woman is that they let me explore both. So I have two moments in the show, which I have solos, the same as the other girls. And for one of my solos, I get to do a piece called Across the World, which is, you know, made up of a couple of reels and a jig, which is fun, and I love that, and it's a real part of my roots. And then in the second half, I get to play For the Love of a Princess, which is from the movie Braveheart, composed by James Horner. And I get to really play with my heart and with my classical sort of way of playing. So I actually love being in Celtic Woman, because they let me, I can do everything there.
You have spent a number of years playing in Celtic groups. Do you have much time away to do classical concerts?
Well, since I've been in the group, I haven't really, because it's been pretty full on, and especially in the last few months. I've been in the States the last 3 months, and we've still another month to go. But
right.
Before I joined the group, I would have been playing with a number of orchestras in Ireland, and especially one called Camerata Ireland, which is a chamber orchestra, and we performed with the famous Northern Irish pianist Barry Douglas, and just before the group I would have been touring around with them a lot, and I really loved that. They were such a lovely group and incredibly talented musicians, so I was very happy to be a part of that.
A Celtic Woman was created in 2004. One of the people behind it was, in fact, one of the creators of Riverdance. Now, you were talking about being the youngest in your family among the siblings. Well, you're also the newbie in the group.
I've only actually been in the group just about a year now.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought it was like 2014 or something, maybe, that you joined.
No, I joined last July. It was actually my introduction into the group.
Ah,
but,
okay.
But the year before, the summer before that, I played harp in their PBS specials for Destiny. So I was actually in the band the
right.
year before that. And then after a year, I got to audition as the new violinist. So, but it's been a whirlwind this last year.
You actually replaced one of the founding members, in fact.
I did, yes. So Maria Nesbitt has only been the only violinist. And, yeah, she was there from the very, very beginning. She's in the group for, I think, 12 years. This group's been going on. Yeah, so it was daunting and also very exciting being able to come into that position. So I'd first been introduced to the group and met everyone whenever I played the harp on the PBS special in Destiny. But then a year later, I got a call to audition for the group. It was both the musical director, the new musical director, Gavin Murphy, and also Maeve, the previous member, they both got in touch with me and asked me to come in and play. So I was very happy to do so because I had admired the group for years. I'd watched their PBS specials, watching them on YouTube, and that had been, it really was a dream of mine to be a part of the group. So I jumped at the opportunity and made sure to play my best, and I brought the harp along too, so I can show them what I can do.
Right. I do think it's interesting that you were playing harp with them for the PBS special in 2015, but they brought you in as the violinist.
Yes, actually, in this Voices of the Angels show, I do play the harp as well.
Right.
I just play the harp in two numbers, and then I play the violin the rest of the show.
There has been a lot of turnover, I guess, over the 12 or 13 years the group has been in existence. I count 14 or 15 members who have been in and out of this. And is it basically just a quintet of women that front the group?
At the moment, it's a quartet.
Okay.
Oh, and it has been a quartet now for the last few years. But yes, there has been a bit of turnover, but it really is. Celtic Woman is a platform for Irish singers and musicians to showcase what they can do on the world stage, and we all feel incredibly honored to be part of its legacy.
It's an interesting thing to me because we have been doing a traditional Celtic show for 35 years now, actually, and there's always this, I wouldn't say a conflict, but there's maybe a difference of opinion between hardcore, really hardcore Celtic and trad Celtic fans and players who say this is more authentic than this, or this isn't as authentic as that. How does Irish Woman, how does the group and the kind of music that you do fit in with that crowd?
Well, I really think that we have a bit of everything for everyone. Mm. And so the show is a mixture of some real authentic trad players and singers who have been in that scene their whole lives. And then we also have people from classical background, musical, and we have people from musical theatre. So we try to, in some numbers, we would combine them. And then in other numbers, we would try to stay true to the real roots of each genre. So, but Celtic Woman, it takes the element of the real authentic trad, and it makes it into it's a show, so it sort of makes everything bigger in a way.
Right.
Because especially in this show, we have we recorded it with a 72 piece orchestra, so you wouldn't exactly get that in a pub in Ireland.
No.
Whenever people are,
you don't necessarily get that in a chieftain's concert either.
Yes, that's true. So from the very beginning, we've always been combining the traditional with the classical and with the musical theatre. I think that's what makes Celtic Woman unique, is that we have something for everyone.
You're certainly not touring with a 70-plus piece orchestra, but how many people are in your ensemble altogether?
So we have the four Celtic Women, and then we have two percussion. We have a drummer, we have a percussionist, we have pipes and whistles, we have a guitar, and we have piano, and we have borons. And then the boys in the choir also play instruments as well. And so we have quite a setup on stage. There's just not room for the 72 orchestra.
Right. That would be horribly expensive to tour that many people around. So what can people expect to see in the Springfield concert then?
Well, it's our Voices of Angels tour, and we have all of those amazing musicians on stage. We have a variety of songs, the old Celtic Woman favorites like Danny Boy and You Raise Me Up. But then we have new songs from our new album like My Heart Will Go On and For the Love of a Princess. And we have, there's some really exciting numbers where we get the whole band up on stage. We have dancers, we have instruments, and there's a bit of everything for everyone.
Are you the only Northern Ireland native currently in the group, the main quartet?
No, there is also Maria de Carlin, and she's from Derry, and I'm from Antrim.
So it's half and half in the...
It is, yeah, which is great.
Well, see, is there anything else that you might like for people to know?
Just, I suppose, if anyone wants to find out about tour dates or just what's happening, they can visit CelticWoman.com. And they can follow us on Facebook at the Celtic Woman Tour page.
And obviously there are many YouTube videos of the group.
There are, yes. So, yeah, you can, and also we're active on Instagram and Twitter, so we're all into our social media.
All right. Well, Tara, I appreciate you taking a little time to talk to me about the concert and about what you do in Celtic Woman and what folks here in Springfield can expect to hear and see.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. It's been lovely talking to you.
All right, thank you very much.